You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Do you want to set your Instagram apart from everyone else? Are you struggling to grow and get engagement on Instagram? Well, stay tuned, because in today's episode of Build Your Tribe, I'm going to be sharing with you 10 Instagram hacks that actually work in 2023. My name is Brock Johnson, and it's my job to help you grow on Instagram. Since 2021, I've grown my own Instagram account by over 600,000 followers, and I've helped thousands of our club members grow their accounts as well. And today, I'm going to be sharing with you some insider tricks and tips that not many people are talking about or even know exist, but they're going to allow you to make your stories and your feed content really stand out from the crowd. And when I say hacks, don't worry, I don't want you to think of someone, you know, in a dark room with a hoodie up, typing on a keyboard, breaking into the Instagram system. Instead, we're just going to use the features that are built into Instagram, but we're going to be using them in unique ways. The first hack that I want to tell you about is the exploding confetti hack. Now, as some of you may already know, when you create a countdown sticker on Instagram and that countdown reaches zero, confetti will explode onto your Instagram story. So for example, if someone is watching your story and there's still a few hours left in your countdown, the countdown sticker will just keep counting down. But if someone opens up your story and the countdown timer hits zero or has already hit zero before they open that story, some confetti will shoot out from both sides of the screen and then it will kind of float down. And of course, an explosion of confetti is likely to grab your viewers' attention, and it's just a great way to signal celebration. But the specific hack is creating a countdown timer and then setting it only 1 minute ahead of where you currently are when you are creating that story. Then, once you create that timer, essentially pretty much everyone who is viewing it, after that first minute of the upload, they're going to see the explosion of confetti. But rather than leaving the countdown timer on the screen for people to see, you're going to slide the countdown timer off to the side. That way, the countdown will still be applied to the story, the confetti will still explode for any of your viewers who are watching the story, but they won't see a random countdown timer that's pretty much automatically set to have already expired. I use this as a way to draw attention to new podcast episodes when I'm promoting them on my Instagram stories. I use this as a way to congratulate and announce my follower of the week every single week. And I'm sure you could come up with some creative and original ways to use this explosion of confetti as well. The second hack that I have for you is also related to Instagram stories, and it's specifically that you can control how long your text or photo stories last for. Now, typically, when you were to just post a photo or anything that isn't a video onto your Instagram stories, it's going to be set to an automatic duration of 5 seconds. But depending on what you're posting and what your goal is, you might want that to actually stay on the screen for longer or possibly even for shorter. If the story was something that you really wanted to give people time to be able to consume, let's say it was a text story with a couple paragraphs worth of text, or maybe there was a link to the latest sale that you're offering, and you don't want people to only have 5 seconds to click, you want them to have 15 or even 40 or 60 seconds to click, there is a way that you can actually extend that duration past 5 seconds. On the other hand, there might also be reasons for you to reduce that time. For example, one of the best ways to increase your story views is to increase the amount of people who are tapping on the left side of the screen to go back to the previous stories. Tap backs are a great indication for the algorithm that your story is worth watching, because quite literally, people are tapping back to rewatch your story. Now, if you have a photo that's up for 5 seconds, someone might only look at that for 2 or 3 seconds, and then they're done, they've consumed the photo, they've looked at it, and now they're going to tap on the right side of the screen to move forward, which is the opposite of a tap back, and thus usually generates opposite results in the algorithm. Translation: Instagram doesn't like it when people are just tapping through your story, because that indicates that they're not really paying attention and they're not that into, or they're not spending enough time with your story. So if you're posting a story that you want to kind of gamify so that people will tap back, you could create a 2, 3, or 4 second story that people are essentially forced to tap back to rewatch. This again might be really beneficial if you have, let's say, a long piece of text on your Instagram stories. You might intentionally want to make that only a 3 or 4 second story so that after those 3 or 4 seconds, people are like, wait, I wasn't done reading yet, and they tap back to revisit it. Alternatively, maybe you wanted to post a really cute selfie on your Instagram stories, but you didn't want it to sit there for 5 seconds because you know that people are probably only going to look at it for 2 or 3 seconds and then they're going to tap forward. Instead, you could have that story last for only 2 or 3 seconds so that people aren't forced to tap forward. They're either naturally moved forward or even they're encouraged to tap back and rewatch. Now, how do you actually do this hack? What you're going to do is record a video in your Instagram stories for the desired length. So again, if you want the desired story to be 2 to 3 seconds long, record a 2 to 3 second story. If you want the story to be 45 seconds long, record a 45 second story. It doesn't matter what the video is of, it doesn't matter if you're talking, it doesn't matter what is going on, because we're just going to use this video as a background. Then we're going to import a photo from the camera roll, a pre-made story on top of that video. We're going to make sure that the photo can cover up the entire screen so that no one can see the video in the background and they don't even know that there is a video in the background. They're just seeing the pre-made story, the photo, the text, whatever it may be, and it's lasting for the duration of time that you have chosen. The third Instagram hack that actually works in 2023 is a great one for increasing engagement, and that is putting a pulsing GIF behind your engagement stickers. Putting engagement stickers on your Instagram stories is one of the best ways to increase views on your Instagram stories. Because if people are engaging with your stories, then the algorithm thinks that your story is good and will show it to more people. And obviously, if you don't have an engagement sticker, then there's no way for people to engage. But the hack here is to go into the GIFs section within the Instagram stories and search pulsing circle or pulsing rectangle, depending on which kind of engagement sticker you're using, and then put that pulsing icon behind the engagement sticker. That way, you increase the odds that people are actually going to notice that engagement sticker and that they are going to interact with it. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Put that pulsing icon behind the engagement sticker. That way, you increase the odds that people are actually going to notice that engagement sticker and that they are going to interact with it. The fourth hack that I have for you is for the poll sticker, which can be added to stories or to reels. And the hack here is that you don't actually have to add a question on top of the poll. Instead, you can just put the different options within the poll, and then you could create your own text as the actual question, or you could speak the question that is going to be answered based off people's voting in the poll. And this is different than the quiz sticker. When you do the quiz sticker, you have to put some sort of text in the box above the actual quiz options. You have to put the question for the quiz or at least some piece of text. But when you're doing a poll, you don't have to. You can just leave that blank, type in the different options for the poll, and then you have more creativity, freedom, and flexibility to share the actual poll question however you may choose. The fifth hack that I have for you is a wide angle lens. Now, I do want to say that apparently this doesn't work if you're on Android, or of course, if you're on a phone that doesn't have a wide angle lens. But if you're on iOS, and especially if you're on an iPhone that has one of those wide angle or macro lenses, this hack will work for you. And essentially, all you have to do is open up the Instagram camera, whether it's the Reels camera or the Stories camera, and then pinch your fingers together, and you will enter into a wide-angle mode. This is great for giving your content a unique look or possibly capturing more in your scene than you otherwise would with the traditional camera angle. Hack number 6, and this one is absolutely huge if you want to grow your following, and that is increasing the size of your follow button. And this is going to blow some people's minds. When you view people's profile on Instagram, the follow button will either take up half of the screen or it will take up the entire screen. And of course, if the follow button is bigger, Thus, if it is taking up the entire screen, you are more likely to get a follow. People are more likely to click on that button. When it comes to the buttons we click and the way we use social media, size does matter. So having a bigger follow button encourages more people to actually follow you. Now, how do you get this bigger follow button? It's not as easy as simply going to your Instagram settings and then choosing, I want the bigger follow button. What you're going to have to do is add an additional button to your profile. Now, this could be a random button such as a book now button. This could be a subscribe button if you're offering Instagram subscriptions, or this could be a contact button if you want to put your email or phone number into your Instagram profile. The reason this works is that the general everyday Instagram profile has two buttons on it. It has the follow button and the message button. And so, of course, with two buttons, Instagram is going to put them side by side, and they're both only going to take up half the screen. But when you add a third button, Instagram adds a second line. So now your follow button will take up the entire first line, and below that will be the message button, and then whatever that new button is. Instagram hack number 7 is cutting yourself out. And this is one of my favorite things to do for increasing engagement on my Instagram stories, or for quickly and easily creating graphics that I'm going to share to my Instagram feed. Essentially, all you have to do is open up your camera roll on your device, find a photo of yourself that you're going to want to cut out, and then if you're on iOS, you can just hold down on that photo of yourself, and if you're on the most recent update of iOS, it will basically just scan and cut you out. You can then press copy, go back over to Instagram, press paste, and it will paste in the cutout of yourself. If you are on an Android or non-iOS device, you're going to have to create a PNG image of yourself. And I'm sure there are some Android devices that have this cutout capability, but it's not necessarily as universal or simple as it is on iOS. And so I'm sure there are tutorials out there for cutting yourself out. But it's a really, really useful way to maybe point at things or just to put a photo of yourself on the image, thus likely increasing your engagement because people engage with people and they'd rather see a photo of you on this text post than just a bunch of text. Instagram hack number 8 is the bane of graphic designers' existence, and it is what is widely considered one of the worst fonts ever made, one of the most hated fonts in the history of typography, and that is papyrus. Papyrus is a font that kind of looks like tattered handwriting on an old piece of paper, and it's a hidden font within Instagram. Essentially, what you're going to do is go to this font option from the Instagram fonts menu, and then type in the word papyrus. When you type that last S in the word papyrus, the font will automatically change to the papyrus font, and then you can delete the word and type whatever it is you may want. Now, again, not everyone loves this font. There's not a ton of use cases for it, but maybe it really works for whatever graphic design you're going for. Maybe it is one of your brand fonts, or maybe you just want to experiment and have a little fun with adding this font to some of your images and some of your stories. Instagram hack number 9 is for when you're doing a Q&A on your Instagram stories. You can actually respond to multiple questions at once. You might want to do this if you have multiple people asking similar questions, or maybe if you want to answer multiple questions on one single story, or maybe you even just want to share multiple responses on one story. It's a relatively simple hack to do, and it's utilizing the camera roll sticker in Instagram stories. Essentially, all you have to do is find the response that you want to add to your Instagram story, click on it as if you were going to respond to it in a story of its own, and then take a screenshot. Once you take that screenshot, crop the actual image so that it's really close over the edges of that response box. And in fact, it should even overlap a little bit inside of the edges. Then create a new story and you'll be able to add that response and any other response that you want on top of the story, thus making it appear like you're responding to multiple questions or multiple responses in one single story. Last but not least, hack number 10 is a hidden countdown for your Instagram stories or your Instagram reels. Of course, when you're recording with an audio on your Instagram Reels, there is a built-in countdown timer that can allow you some time and space to get set up and get ready for recording, but you can actually do this without having an audio and even on Instagram Stories. All you have to do is open up the Instagram camera, select the hands-free option, and then hold down on the record button. When you hold down on the record button for a few seconds, a countdown will appear, counting down 3, 2, 1. And this gives you a few seconds to get positioned and get set up for your story, for your video, for your reel, whatever it may be. Go ahead and give some of these Instagram hacks a try, and I would love to hear from you. Have you heard of any of these before? Which one was most mind-blowing to you? And maybe which one are you going to be using First, thank you so much for listening today. And as always, happy networking.